page 91, measure number 24-284, City of St. Paul. Refer to the people by the City Council. 3-year local option tax for city operations. Question, shall the city renew $1.50 per $1,000 of assessed value each year for 3 years per operations beginning in 2009-2010? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, the City of St. Paul is faced with a variety of expenditures, including land use planning, housing development, and resource protection. At the present time, one part-time employee, consultant assistants, and volunteer citizens are addressing these issues. The city's permanent tax rate of 61.5 cents per assessed $1,000 value currently raises approximately $16,943 annually. The average homeowner within the city with a home assessed at $150,000, the annual taxes collected are approximately $92.35. These funds are deposited in the general fund to cover expenditures such as street lighting, police protection, land use planning, housing development, resource protection, budget, financial management, insurance, general administration, professional services, auditing, legal consultation, engineering, and planning. Measure 24-284 proposes a 3-year local option tax. Passage of this measure would result in an increase in property taxes of $1.50 per year per $1,000 assessed value. The average homeowner in the city with a home assessed at $150,000, the annual property tax increase would be approximately $225. The proposed rate would raise approximately $41,279 for each of the fiscal years 2009 and 10, 2010 and 11, and 2011 and 12 for city operations. Explanatory statement. What does the measure propose? This 3-year local option tax would reestablish a current tax of $1.50 per $1,000 assessed value, which expired June 30, 2007. This local option tax would be in addition to the city's permanent tax rate of 61.5 cents. This tax revenue would go into the city's general fund. What is the general fund? The general fund pays for city expenditures not covered by the city's sewer, water, and street revenues, which are dedicated funds. The general fund covers such services as street lighting, police, land use planning, housing development, budget and financial management, record keeping, insurance, administration, and professional services for auditing, legal, engineering, and planning. Why is this additional general fund revenue for St. Paul proposed? The city currently gets funding from a permanent tax rate of 61.5 cents and temporary local option tax of $1.50 to supplement the general fund. The temporary tax expired on June 30, 2007. Without additional tax revenue, the city must rely on the permanent tax rate to support services. Based on 2008-2009 budget information, tax revenue collected for general fund purposes will be reduced to approximately $16,943 unless another local option tax is approved by the voters. The city is legally required to carry out general fund functions relating to a variety of issues such as land use planning and development, budgeting, and record keeping. These issues are currently being addressed with one part-time employee, limited consultant assistance, and citizen volunteer contributions. The local option tax is being proposed to maintain the current level of city services for 3 more years. How much tax revenue does St. Paul currently collect? The current property tax rate for the City of St. Paul is a combination of 3 separate taxes, permanent, local option, and sewer bond, totaling approximately $2.59 per $1,000 of assessed value. If voters approve the proposed local option tax, the city's combined tax rate would continue at approximately this rate from July 15, 2009 to June 30, 2012. What should citizens know about the requested local option tax? Under state law, the city cannot increase its permanent tax rate. It may ask voters to approve temporary tax measures, the revenues from the purpose stated in this measure. If this measure is approved, the city would collect the first year's revenue beginning in fiscal year 2009 and 10. If the local option tax is not approved, the city would only collect taxes at the permanent rate of 61.5 cents per $1,000 of assessed value starting July 15, 2009. The impact of the proposed levy on an individual homeowner would vary by the value of the home. At the proposed combined rate of $2.59, property taxes on a $150,000 home would be $388.50 per year. Lori Biggs, City Recorder, City of St. Paul. No arguments in favor of or opposed to this measure were filed.